Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Now to Ireland's youngest ever Olympic sailor. She's back home after making Irish sailing history by winning a bronze medal at the ILCA World Championships in China. And she's only 21 years of age. Eve McMahon, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. And congratulations on winning bronze. It was in China. This is historic for Ireland, isn't it? Explain to us why.
It is such an amazing medal. It's a really special medal. It's the first time ever an Irish female sailor has won a world medal. So to come home, back home, and I had an amazing welcome at the airport as well with all my friends and my family, and my feet haven't quite hit the ground, but to be able to bring home a world bronze medal for the first time for Ireland for Irish sailing, it's something I'm hugely proud of.
Ah, we're delighted for you. Did you expect to win?
To be honest, I put in so much hard work. A lot of the girls, a lot of the other competitors, they're such highly experienced sailors, and I knew it would definitely be tough work.
Yeah.
The competition was such tight points, so there is a lot of girls in it for medals, but to be able to kind of come away with it with all the results coming together and, you know, all the hard work that I've put into it, like I said, it's something that I'm hugely proud of, and it's nice to see all the hard work paying off, because sometimes high performance sport can be quite cutthroat, so it's nice to have one of the highs.
Especially getting a medal so young in the game as well. The boat that you're sailing is the ILCA 6. Can you explain that to the rest of us who don't understand sailing?
Yeah, so the ILCA 6, it's the single-handed Olympic women's dinghy class. So that's the boat that we sail at the Olympic Games. And that's just one person in the boat. So it's just myself, my sail, and I have full control of everything. And then we sail, our races are about 50 minutes long, and we sail around buoys. And it's basically the least points is the better in our competition. And the amount of competitors, we have a huge amount of competitors in that World Championships that I just won bronze at. There is 99 other competitors. So it's a huge fleet of boats. So consistency is definitely key.
What kind of skills does a sailing champion need at the level that you're competing at?
For me, I would definitely say, just with all the learnings that I've had, you definitely need a lot of resilience, just because there's so much out of your control, because you are dealing with Mother Nature. You're out there with the wind, the waves, the movement of the water, everything. There's so many things. And obviously when you've 99 boats, you don't know what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to really kind of understand, some things might not go my way. I might have the best week of my life, but I, you know, there is a little bit of luck involved, but I'm a strong believer of you make your own luck. But you definitely have to have a huge amount of resilience. You just have to keep kind of pushing and working at it, and understanding that there's definitely going to be highs and lows. But when you are dealing with Mother Nature, you can't control everything. So definitely being able to control the controllables.
And it's a sport you have to get into at an early age. What age were you when you began sailing?
So I'm quite lucky that I have two older brothers who were really into sailing as well.
Uh-huh.
My oldest brother was actually competing with me in China, which is quite special.
Really?
Not something that all the other competitors have, to have a sibling there with them.
Mm-hmm.
So my oldest brother just started in Hoth Yacht Club, which would be my home club. So that's where I kind of grew up sailing. And my parents kind of got us into sailing just in summer courses in Hoth Yacht Club. And I would have been about 6 or 7 years old starting off.
Wow.
So I kind of, you know, just completely did it for fun. And I was doing other sports as well. And I just really took to sailing. I just honestly loved the freedom of everything. It's you go out in the water, you're with nature. It's just complete tranquility is kind of the word I'd use to describe it. And I just absolutely loved it. And I just started doing little competitions, followed in the footsteps of my two older brothers, and kind of took off from there.
It doesn't look very tranquil when you see the speeds that you're doing.
Yeah. And there's definitely some points where it comes to chaos in the race course and everything. But that's also what I love. There's two different sides to sailing. You know, there's the real high performance side of it, but then there's just also the really nice side of it, where you're just able to kind of take a break from, you know, the world, I suppose, just being out in the water.
Men and women compete separately in sailing. Are there differences in the boat or in what you have to do?
Yeah, correct. So in the class of boat that I sail, my oldest brother, he would sail the ILCA 7 and I would sail the ILCA 6. And the only difference is their sail size is slightly bigger than us. So it's a little bit more powerful, but the fundamentals of it is all the same. And that's why I think it's really nice to have them there, because the fundamentals are the same and the principles are the same. You know, we're able to bounce ideas off each other. And we're able to debrief together and watch videos together. And if he's struggling on something or if I'm struggling on something, you know, we're able just to kind of come together as a family and go, okay, how can I improve on this? Or what am I not seeing that you might be able to see? And that's why I think it's such a lovely boat to sail, because you're able to relate to somebody so easily.
You see, you're so modest, even when I was calling it the ILCA. ILCA 6 is what I'm supposed to be saying.
ILCA, yeah. It was formerly called the Laser Radial, which would have been the same boat that Annelies Murphy won a silver medal.
That's right, the lasers we've heard of, yeah.
Correct, yes.
ILCA 6. We know it now. Thanks for the question. This must have brought you all over the world, has it, Eve?
Oh, it has brought me, to every corner of the world, to be honest with you. I was so lucky enough that just before the Tokyo Olympic Games, I was actually training alongside Annelies Murphy, and we had the World Championships, which was the last World Championships before the Tokyo Olympic Games, and that was in Australia. So I got to kind of pack up my stuff for 3 months and go out with her and just be able to experience the senior fleet. You know, it was right before the Olympic Games, so everybody was really hyped up and everyone was trying to get their last bit of preparation. But to be sailing in Australia at 15 years of age, it's, you know, it's pretty insane.
Oh,
and then I qualified Ireland for the Paris 2024 Olympic Games in Argentina. So at the World Championships in Argentina. So there's loads of places, and I'm actually fortunate enough that in July I'm heading off to Los Angeles, which is obviously where the 2028 Olympic Games are going to be, and that's going to be the kind of the start of getting used to the Olympic waters in Los Angeles. So
that's
I'm really excited about that. So like you say, it's such an international sport.
Because you came 13th in the Paris Olympics, youngest ever sailor in Team Ireland, and then to medal now. We'd have high hopes for you, wouldn't we, going into LA 2028, but of course you have to qualify and all of that in the meantime.
Well, exactly, and that's the plan. I'm definitely constantly hunting for more. I think any high performance, you know, sailor or sports person would say the same. You know, we're constantly pushing for more, and I'm really excited for this new campaign. I have a new coach as well, and we're getting on great. So he's actually a three-time Olympic medalist, so he has a huge amount of experience. So I think with myself and himself, my new coach, I think our trajectory is looking really good, and yeah, all eyes are on LA.
Going to LA, that's obviously in your mind for the next 3 years, but you must be in college, are you? You must have other things going on in your life as well.
Yeah. So I'm actually on my Erasmus year. So I'm in University College Dublin, and they've been a huge help with the flexibility of helping balance my high performance sport with my academics. And I chose actually my Erasmus location. I'm currently in Valencia, and I'm actually in about a week's time, I'm on the countdown to my exams. So I'm a little bit stressed for those.
How well prepared are you? Considering you've been in China winning medals.
I delayed all of my study, so I'm cramming a little bit, but I hope it'll be okay. But I'm on the Ad Astra Elite Sports Scholarship in UCD, and they've been a huge help to help balance it. I don't think I would have been able to study a degree. But I am actually in Valencia at the moment on my Erasmus year, and it was our first Olympic qualifier for the Los Angeles Games was going to be in Valencia. So I was thinking, great, perfect. You know, I've got this great master plan that I'll do my Erasmus year in Valencia and get used to, because sailing, it's massive to get used to the venue where you're going to sail, because there's different geographical effects that happen with the wind. But unfortunately, with the floods that hit in Valencia, World Championships have been moved from Valencia to Brazil. So my master plan has gone a little bit out the window.
Wow.
But we're still on track.
There's so much travel involved. Obviously, it's a hugely expensive sport. So I hope you're being helped out by the groups that need to help out.
Yeah, I'm very grateful that I have some fantastic sponsors. The Matter Private Network actually have just started supporting 5 female sports people, and I'm lucky enough to be one of them. So it's really nice to see the supporting women in sport through the Matter Private Network, which I'm hugely grateful for.
Okay. And Sports Ireland as well, I'm sure, are helping along the way.
Yeah, Sport Ireland, Team Ireland, Irish Sailing, and the Irish Sailing have an Irish Sailing Foundation that's been a huge help. So I really couldn't be in the place where I am today without their help and support.
Well, listen, I hope you get time to celebrate the bronze medal in those World Championships from China. You're only 21 years of age, and sailing can give you a very, very long career. So we wish you well. And Eve McMahon, yours is the name. We're marking down and we're watching now for the future.
Thank you very much. And I hope to be on the phone to you sometime with an Olympic medal soon.
Absolutely. We'd be delighted to talk to you again.
Thank you very much.
Be safe on the water. Bye-bye.